Maras Special. In the run-up to a new exhibition at Maras, House for Contemporary Culture in Maastricht, director Valentine Bivank interviews participating artists, performers, and curators.
Hi, my name is Valentin Bayerfunk. I'm director of Maras. I'm going to take you into a conversation with Amparo González Sola. And Amparo is making a work for Maras. It's called Gestures as Portals. Amparo, welcome.
Thank you very much, Valentine.
And to start off, maybe I can ask you, what is the project you're engaged in?
Okay, Gestures as Portals, in a way, is a continuation of my previous work, which is called While Taking Shape, and it was a performance for a theater, so a work of 1 hour, in which people was invited to sit and observe. And from the beginning of that project, I was very curious about how the question that we have in that work would invite people in a place where you are not obliged to stay for 1 hour. So people come in and go out. So in Maras, I am developing these questions of a well-taking shape that has to do a lot about how one body can connect with what happens in another body. The distance and the proximity that exists between bodies, and also how gaze works among them. And I am experimenting over 4 weeks, 5 hours per day. And in each room of the house, we do with Leandro de Sousa, that is the other dancer that is working with me, we propose in each of these rooms a practice or an exercise in which we will put in action something about this proximity, distance, gaze. And we invite the visitors to stay in the room with us as long as they want. So there is this possibility of going in and moving out when they want. So over these 4 weeks, I think it's an open door investigation, because we are learning in the encounter with the visitor how they react, how they connect with what we are doing. So the work, I think it will change and grow.
Maybe I can ask you a little bit, because you talk about proximity and the gaze and moving bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is a bit of vocabulary of a dancer, you're a choreographer, but there's also something very particular you want to say with it, no? There's something in this society going on that you wish to address with those words.
Yeah, for me, always each work is always the encounters of different questions. I think in this work, and probably it's not something that only happened to me, I think I was struggling a lot about how is it possible that we know about so many things going on in the world, and I can talk very concretely about Gaza going on, and we know about that, we see all the time images, and I wonder how is it possible that we feel that we are not connected with that, and that maybe this has not to do with us because it's not happening in our body or in our city. So the question of whether it is possible to resonate and connect with what is happening in another body, with the experience that other person is having, is the question that is at the base of this work. I think sometimes I am worried about using the word empathy, because it has like a kind of connotation, but we couldn't talk about empathy and the complexity of that. I could also say, is it possible to be in the shoes of someone else, to know what other person is experiencing? And I think it's a complex question. I don't think we can completely understand what other person is experiencing. It's not possible that. But I have a feeling that there is a labor and effort to do to come closer to that. Because on the other hand, is okay, I cannot know what you feel, so I stay in my place. So I think I am working with this complexity of the possibility of empathy.
And so working here 5 days a week, 5 hours per day, is that labor towards?
Yes, maybe what I can say, coming back to the name of the project, yep. Like I decided to work with gestures, the name is Gestures as Portals. And I decided to work with the gestures first as a way to, I am talking about gestures in the body, and mm-hmm. very, like now, the way in which you are listening to me with your hands, mm-hmm. the way of sitting. So I thought, okay, how to bring the attention to something that everybody has gestures. It's something that you can see in the body of the performer, but you can also recognize in yourself as a visitor. Mm-hmm. So by focusing on gestures, first I try to bring the attention to the body, which is something that in these moments of virtuality, digitality, seems to disappear. Mm-hmm. So there is first that. And then I started to think about how the gestures, in a way, they are something that are very personal, because probably they are the result of our experiences. They change regarding the place where we are, if we feel comfortable or not. So they are very relational in a way, very personal, mm-hmm. but they transcend us. We inherit gestures. They travel through generations and through territories. So they have, for me, this potentiality of being portals to memories and also possible connectors between people. I remember I read in a novel many years ago that the character is saying, there is an old woman in the swimming pool, and she do a kind of a gesture of, and he said, this gesture is a gesture of a young girl. So he started to talk about how this gesture is not owned by this woman, but the gesture took the woman to appear in the world. And this stayed in my mind a lot. So there is something about this, how by holding a gesture, we can also connect past, future, other body.
And maybe you can shortly say something about what holding is.
Yeah, I think the word holding appears a lot in what I am doing. In a way, there is something about, we talked before about labor. Hold, it always demands some labor, no? To hold something. So the first strategy regarding gesture for me was, okay, what is if I hold a gesture for a bit longer than I used to do? Okay, this is a gesture. Okay, I decontextualize it, I take it out from the body, and I hold it. And just by holding it some time, something starts to appear as associations, as sensations, for me as performer, but probably also for you as someone observing. So we are both witnessing this gesture. I am holding it, but you are also holding it with your gaze. So for me, holding is a verb that has to do with some kind of labor of engaging ourselves in what we witness. Mm-hmm. This is the reason I also think of holding gaze. You are now holding me also with your mm-hmm. gaze and with your presence. So I think it's a word that is very connected with the exercises that I am proposing in the house.
Yeah. I've now seen you work in this house and do these performances. And one of the things that I learn from it is that you're very concentrated for a very long time, and that concentration actually also keeps the public from walking away, because they are, to use your word, they're helped by your concentration. I mean, they're really, you can see this happening, and we had a conversation with a group of people last week, and our photographer asked the question, What are you and Leandro thinking when you're doing all of this? Mm. Are you thinking of something, or what? Or are you thinking of the next move? What's happening? Mm.
There is another word that is very present, is attention. And it's a word that is very present in the world, like, you know, these problems of attention, people cannot pay attention to things. And I bring it because I think it's connected with this. First, I answer very briefly what you say, and then I go to attention. Of course, the tendency is try to anticipate. Okay, I'm doing this. Okay, what I will do next? Like the brain, and probably because the ways of living, the devices we use, like, tends to go there. And I think the work that we do as performers is how to stay in the present, opening our perception to all the information that is here and now. The moment, personally, I start to, okay, I will go move forward, I know that something breaks and it demands more labor. And of course, we have strategies for allowing this kind of attention because we have an instructor. We have a very clear task that we do. We could say, for example, so it's more clear, one of the procedures is take a gesture. That in this case would be take a gesture from you, for example, is really take a copy, mirroring a gesture, transporting it. So I know that what I will do is take the gesture and transport it through the air somewhere else. I know I have to do that, and then this allows me to be in opening all these other layers of what is going on, that is how my body needs to rebalance the tension. If I am too tense, it's hard to walk, so how opening the listening. And I know that if I do this as performer, probably you who are observing, you will, because bodies, they connect. If I am tense, you will be tense. If I am in this state of attention, you will probably also tune with that. So I think the work that we do on our own attention as performers invites the visitor to tune with this kind of attention.
And it's also part of the way that you work with Leandro, no? There's two bodies, and of course you already rehearsed many times with him. You have certain rules by which you move, but also the bodies find each other.
I think for us it's a very special experience what we are having at Marres, because it's a lot of hours we spend. Yes, it's beautiful. It really feels as a gift. And it's very special also to see how we are in a process of learning about the other, not by talking, because we are also friends, so we talked, but about the mood, the tone, the temporality. So I think that we are trying to use this encountering between us as performer as a way to also connect with these other people that join the experience. And there is a work for us to do to understand how much we in the exercise we really open. So because part of what we do is really how to keep open what we do to the presence of the visitors, so they feel that their presence do something to what we are doing, which is always the case, because if I am here doing something and you come in, even if I am doing my things, it will affect me. But we are trying to see how this became more perceptible for the visitors, that their presence, their body, their breathing, their gaze is affecting what we are doing. But if we are completely open to that, like interactive, it's like our concentration, also our attention. So we are trying to find this balance between proposing a kind of a world of attention and sensation that is open to this coming in and out of visitors that have different energies. Sometimes people come and it's just a bit and they laugh and go, and sometimes people come and stay 1 hour and a half in the room, which is also very beautiful. So it's a work that is about us as performers, but it's a work that is completely about how we open the system to the presence of the visitors, even if they are not actively participating, because it's not participative in the classic sense.
What if there are no visitors?
The good thing is that the core of the work is that if there is one person witnessing and one person doing, the work exists.
Yeah.
So we are two people. Yeah. There is, we, a lot of what we do is really is one person do something and the other observe. And then the other person will do something and the other observe. When there is more audience, like this triangulates. So when we are by ourselves in the space and there are not visitors, we try to continue exploring that. Also sometimes we allow, of course, when someone comes, the energy and the tension always go up. So when someone, it's very beautiful. Sometimes I think it would be beautiful to have a sensor of intensity in the room. Because I think visitors, they feel it when there are three people and someone go, and you feel the oceans. You feel that something changed in the tensions in the room. So yeah, I think we are also trying to understand how we have our moments of resting the attention, because it's very exhausting.
You come into this house for a long duration performance, and it's different because it's longer, it's different because it's a house, it's not a theater, it's different because there are many rooms, but there's also another premise, and that is there was an exhibition before this by the Mexican artist Alejandro Galván, and for people who are actually seeing the podcast will wonder what's behind us. Could you say something about what the... So we were saying in the beginning, let's see what happens if we dismantle this show very slowly and you embody parts of this show in the performance. Yeah. Could you say something about that?
Yeah, this is Alejandro Galván work, and maybe it's very connected to what I just say, like what happens when something disappears from a space, what is left. The presence of the absence, no? When something, this now is in the room, in some moment it will not be here anymore. And in which way this will stay, like maybe memories or... So when you invite me to develop this work while the exhibition is unveiled, it immediately made sense. I thought, okay, before know the work of Alejandro, I thought there is something about this. Things are disappearing and how they stay in some way on us. But then I came and I saw the work and I felt so much connected with his questions. And I remember it was, I think in the booklet, he said something about how the visitors will connect with the work that is so far from their experience, from their everyday experience. Mm-hmm. And I think he said, it's a question that for me is the question, and it's exactly what I just say. Okay, how this body relaxed that just arrived from Albert Hahn and sit here, how I see images of people that is running with water until, so how, which body do we need to observe, which gaze do we need? And I think this question is in his work. It's a beautiful work. And then I also started to notice, and this painting is the reason I thought this should stay longer, is full of gestures. People dancing, people, policemen putting a leg under a body, a woman covering the face. So I thought this is very rich. I like the fact that you find all these gestures together and overlapped. This hand that is dancing, you put it inside the other that is with the police, and it other associations, other feelings appear. So I thought, yeah, there is something of this world of gestures in which celebration and resistance coexist that is very connected with what I'm doing.
Maybe you've done a 1 week out of four. Maybe there's maybe you want to share something about what you have already experienced or seen. Yes. Because for you, you must every day at the end of the day, I've seen you, you're very tired, but you also have a lot of things that happened. What is most important so far for this a project in Maritz for you?
As you said, every day we finish very exhausted. But also the amount of information, because in general you rehearse like weeks with weeks, and then in a moment you encounter some audience, and here we are trying, like today we will try something for the first time, and maybe it will be people. So in a way it's very, we are sharing also this fragility of a process and trying to see how we can get also how to engage people in that role in which they are not coming to, okay, give me something that makes sense, but they feel that they are collaborating in a process of understanding something, and this is the sense. There is something about this, about the conditions for attention that finds a good balance between big exigency of being quiet and in silence, but the opposite. Okay, yes, things are going on. Now you hear the kids in the school, someone is coming, and it's not a problem. And this is the learning I am having, how to work with attention in, that is not only about concentration, but about allowing all the things that are happening to encounter.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of what you would like the public to go out with when they leave here?
Yeah.
Because they come from a very, from that life, they come, and then in a very silent environment where very specific attention is needed.
Yeah.
Actually, we see that most visitors give that attention because they stay for a long time, and then they go out again.
Maybe the first desire that I have has to do with this, if people are in the space and by paying attention to us or by looking at us as performers, they slowly start to become aware of their own body, their breathing, how they are also in the space, affecting us, giving space to their own, to the perception of their own body, that if this happens, it's already a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, from this perception of the own body and the way our bodies are connected and affecting each other, open the possibility to other associations, imaginations, trusting in the, that what whatever they see and feel is what should happen. Like, it's not, I don't have a, I don't want to, you should think this. No, it's, for me, it's more in a space to connect, it's a portal, should be a portal to connect with your own memories, your own feelings that are connected with mine.
Thank you, Amparo. I think this is a wrap. That was very beautiful.
Thank you,
Valentine. This was a Mares podcast with Amparo González Sola. Bye.